Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. I hope you guys are doing well out there in these streets. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. Make sure you guys are still, you know, maintaining as much health space and all of that. If you're a person who believes in the vaccine, go get that. And if you're not a person who believes in the vaccine, just stay safe. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, especially here in America, has a choice for the most part, unless you want to go to a Raiders game, which I'm a little bit upset about because I'm a huge Raiders fan. And the Raiders just moved to Nevada, Vegas to be exact. And because I am not vaccinated, I cannot get into the game. Neither here nor there. But whatever your stance is, you guys just make sure you guys are staying healthy out there in these streets. The Delta variant is running rampant, according to the news. But things are alive and well here in Atlanta, so I don't know. But just stay safe, you guys. Keep washing your hands and just be healthy overall. And this is what this podcast is really all about, is just your habits determining your destiny. This is something that I have been really working on personally, is trying to form better and healthier habits. You know, I've had this kind of theme in the last few podcasts that we've talked about, are just like creating your own destiny and being the master of your destiny and ensuring you protect your energy. But you kind of can't do all of that if your day-to-day habits or the things that you do on a daily basis don't align with your goals and where you're going. For instance, there's no way that you can have say you wanted a six pack, right? Say you don't have a six pack, but you said, you know what, 2021, I'm going to have a six pack by the end of the year. If your habits don't support that six pack, i.e. going to the gym, or not even the gym, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You can definitely work out at home by putting on a YouTube video. That's hella free. They have so many workouts for free. There's so many workouts on Instagram, IG, Twitter, TikTok. Well, not Twitter. I'm sure you could find it on Twitter, but TikTok, the whole nine. So if you're not actively working out on your six pack, and not even only working out, but eating the proper foods that align with the six pack, because there are certain foods that will thin out your body, you know, fruits, some fruit, some vegetables, you know, but if you just eat bread, carbs, you know, drinking a whole lot, because drinking has a lot of alcohol has a lot of carbs on it, depending on which type of alcohol that you consume. Like vodka is made out of potatoes, right? So if you're not aligning your habits with your goals, then it's just a wish, is what they say, right? Like a goal without a plan is just a wish. And I think that that's what that really means, that quote really means. Not saying that you can't have a million or two goals that are lofty, because I feel like the bigger the better, right? I feel like if you have dreams that scare you, like I found my dream home that I want to buy for my family to start my estate, right? If I have the big goals like that, then I need to be working towards making a situation like that happen. There's no way that you can have a goal without forming positive habits. So the first thing that I feel like everyone should do is to take care of themselves, right? You have to really take care of your body, for one, because your body is the vessel that carries your soul. If your body is not in tip-top shape, or if you're not operating in a healthy capacity, you will lower your vibration, you will lower, your energy is lower, the things that you wanna do is lower. You know, our bodies were made to move. You know, the human body, according to science, right, is millions of years old. Not our personal bodies, but the concept of human creation, millions of years old. If you're more spiritual, then it's not millions, it's like maybe 50,000, something like that, right? From what I perceived, from what the Bible said, but everybody's perception is different. But according to science, human beings have been on this planet for millions of years. Millions of years ago, we grew our own food. We were in the garden. We were raising livestock. We were outside a lot of the time. We moved our bodies constantly. We didn't have to work out, because every day was a workout. You want to go to the market? You walked. You want to go down to, you know, the your friend's house a couple huts away or a couple whatever's away, you had to walk. There was no driving. All the conveniences that we have now are not here. You wanted food, you had to either kill it or grow it. You know, and all of that takes work. If anybody has grandparents or family members, or you have your own garden or even plants, you understand that there is a process and a method that takes over your body. You do a lot of squatting, you do a lot of stuff on your hands and knees, you do a lot of arm workouts, especially if you are feeding livestock and you need to bring them food and so on and so forth. So our bodies were made to move. They were not made to eat, go to sleep, stay on the couch, and just be unmobile. That's why we have a lot of aches and pains. That's why we have a lot of discomfort, obesity, and things because of our habits. Now, I'm not saying that that's anyone's fault, because that's just the times where we're in. But like I always tell you guys on this podcast, is that we control that. We have more control than sometimes we give ourselves credit for. Now, there are things like some people are naturally skinny, like myself, right? I'm naturally thin, but that doesn't mean I'm healthy. So being active, working out, moving my body is going to keep me healthy, regardless of how thin I am physically. And the same goes for those who may, you know, suffer from, not suffer, that's a bad word, not suffer, but who put on weight easily. And I have a really close friend, Kristen. She came and spent some time with me. And, you know, weight runs in her family, but she actively makes sure that she moves around, that she works out. They built a gym in their house because she didn't want to form the habit of not moving, not having momentum. So she took active steps in order to, you know, make things work for her and fight against, you know, the obesity trait that may run in her family to counteract that. And for me, that's never been a problem with my recent family members, but diabetes runs in my family. And that doesn't have anything to do with weight. It has everything to do with diet. So if I don't watch my diet, if I don't watch, you know, everything is like that, like high blood pressure, a lot of things that run rampant, especially in the Black communities, because of how we eat and our food and sometimes our environments, all of that is very synonymous with our health. Mental health, when it comes to our environments, you know, some of us come from very negative households or negative families. And sometimes it's to the time that they grew up. You know, I was having a conversation with my grandmother and her cousin. And it's so interesting when you talk to people of a different generation, mindset is very different because of the things that they had to go through and the things that they saw. Like, the hood ain't new. Drugs, alcohol, abuse isn't new. But what is new, especially for the Black community, and for all of my other listeners, you know, I can only speak from my perspective and what my family goes through. So hopefully you learn something from this. But in the Black community, we suffered a lot of trauma, you know, coming out of slavery. And just going fast forward into like the 40s and 50s, there was a lot of abuse in homes. There was a lot of alcohol and drug problems because of possibly the outside world and everything that Black men had to deal with on a regular basis, being belittled, segregation, just trying to mentally be okay. There was no therapy back then for Black people. There was no you should go see a therapist because you have an anger problem, or, you know, you have a drinking problem. There was none of that. It was just, that's how life was. People had drug problems, people had alcohol problems. So there was a lot of trauma associated with the Black community because of our past. However, now, fast forward to 2021, especially our generation, I feel like millennials, we're being I think our generation is definitely being open. Like, there's something, I think a lot of us are breaking generational curses because we see, you know, the traumas that our families went through, if we're aware, right? If you ask the right questions or if they're willing to share with you. Because a lot of times in the Black community, I don't know about you guys, but when I talk to my older family members, a lot of that stuff gets blocked out, because when you suffer a lot of trauma, some people's response is to block it out and erase it and forget it and move on and move forward. And I think that that's a coping mechanism, and a lot of us still do that, right? But the stuff that they went through was really, really, really traumatic. However, because it was so normal, not only was their household dealing with it, the household down the street, their cousin and all of that, especially like physical abuse, male and female, was pretty normal. I remember listening to a Billie Holiday song, and she was saying how, even if my man beats me, I still love him. And I was watching one of her documentaries, and they were saying how some women at a certain particular time felt that because of their environment, if a man didn't hit you, he didn't really love you. You know, so that just goes to show how much times have changed, how much we're aware of, you know, and just preaching generation to generation, like, hey, this is not okay. You know, them planting those seeds in us. So I feel like the millennials, I feel like our generation is like breaking a lot of generational curses in that regard, as far as this is what my family has been through. These are the generational curses that, you know, were placed on our people. And I choose to do something different. You know, I choose to go down another path. Or maybe our grandparents broke that generational curse because they taught us, hey, don't let nobody put their hands on you. Don't let anybody talk to you crazy. Don't let anybody do these things to you. And it's funny because Black women get a lot of slack, I feel like, in society for being quote unquote too strong or too independent and all of these things. But I really think it stems from the women in our culture having to go through so much for generations. We have no choice. You know, weakness is not in our DNA because we couldn't be weak. And what is the determining factor, what science says, is the strongest survive, the Darwinism, right? Survival of the fittest. So not only did we go through a lot generationally, which is in our DNA, we also had to survive a lot and overcome a lot. If you just think about something as small as, not even small, but my mom is really into ancestry.com, right? So she did a lot of research and found out that one of the slaves in our bloodline was a breeder, which was pretty normal in that time. So what a breeder was, is someone who constantly was pregnant and given and she was procreating for the plantation. Her sole purpose was to get pregnant and have more slave babies. Imagine being knocked up against your will, right? Being raped most likely, because the people that you were being forced to breed with, you probably didn't have a romantic connection. There was no, you know what I mean? Like, who had time for that a lot of times? Not saying that people didn't get married and have those romantic connections, but you know what I mean? Like, let's really think about that. Did they have the luxury of dating? Did they have the luxury of, do I even like this person? No. Everything is against your will. And not only when you have a child, it's taken from you instantaneously a lot of times, or when it got to a certain age, or whatever the process was. That is traumatic. And for that to happen again and again and again and again and again. So think about that being in your DNA. And what type of person that could create, you know what I mean? So it's really important for us to not only acknowledge how far we've come as a people, but understand that we have so much choice and freedom, and not to allow society or our skin color or what's going on around us to make us victims when we are victors and we've accomplished and overcame so much generationally, you know, through our families and through our bloodline. So I know that went down a rabbit hole, but mental health is super, super important. And taking care of ourselves is super, super important. So I'm proud of anybody out there who is doing the work, breaking generational curses, and then just working on yourself, bringing it to present time, right? Just working on yourself constantly on a day-to-day basis. So we talked about working out, eating right. The food that we put in our body is fuel. You know, the food that we consume is fuel. Now, I'm not gonna lie. I love me some lemon pepper wings, especially living in Atlanta. I love wings. I love crab. You know, all of the stuff that we probably shouldn't eat. Of course, I love it too. But our diets are super, super, super important. It feeds the vessel. It feeds the body. You know, we've been around, like I said, according to science, for millions of years. Wasn't no Popeye's chicken. Wasn't no Popeye's chicken back in the day. You know, we had to, whatever we ate, we cultivated or we killed. So now that we have all of these things so easily accessible to us, we don't have to go hunt. You don't even have to know how to garden nowadays, which when I get my estate, I'm definitely having a garden on the estate so we can have fresh fruit and vegetables. But think about that, right? So not only are we not moving, we're not creating our own food. So half the time, especially in America, we don't know what we're eating, to be real. That's why a lot of Americans are like, just get the vaccine. We put stuff in our bodies anyway, because we don't know where none of this stuff comes from, which I think is a very ignorant argument, but I get it because we don't. You know, there's so many chemicals and there's so much stuff that we put in our bodies on a day-to-day basis. It's a miracle that half of us are still walking around, to include myself, you know, because of the toxic abuse that we've put on our bodies, sometimes unknowingly, sometimes thinking that we're eating healthy, or sometimes just not knowing, not having the education of what's nutritious and what's not. You know what I mean? So making sure that we're fueling our bodies as best as we can. Now, I'm not saying you have to be perfect and only eat a vegan diet and all of that. Nah. But if you notice that you haven't had any fruit and vegetables, go ahead and get you a smoothie. You know, here in Atlanta, we have Arden's Garden, where we can get fresh juice and smoothies all the time. There's places all over the place. So make sure that you guys are in taking some fruits and vegetables. It's very, very important to our health. You know, a lot of the processed foods that we eat, or the box stuff, everything comes in a bag, everything comes in a box, everything comes in plastic. You know, ensure that we're eating, excuse me guys, as much as we can to support that health. You know, it's not enough just to go to the gym and have muscles. Like, I see a lot of men in the gym. Speaking of that, ladies, if you're single, or you just be like, where are all the men at? They in the gym. I posted on my Instagram yesterday, they in the gym all day, every day, morning, afternoon, and night. So if you're looking for somebody, they in the gym. But I digress. It's not enough for us to only care about our physical, you know, the outside. We have to fuel our inside. Another thing that we definitely have to do more of is doctor's appointments, going to the doctor. Dental health. I talked about this on my Instagram live, but I don't know if I shared this with you guys. I think I did. So I was recently diagnosed with ANA, which is an autoimmune disease, right? And I have the rheumatoid arthritis appointment to figure out, I think it's a rheumatoid arthritis doctor or something like that. I have a rheumatoid appointment to figure out what exactly is it lupus? Is it arthritis? There's like a whole umbrella of different variations. And one thing that my nurse practitioner told me is, like, it could be hereditary, which we don't know, because ANA is a hit or miss with a lot of people. And it could be stress and diet. You know, it could be a factor of stress and diet, and stress coming from my military career all these years and being in high stress situations. So stress is something super important. But going to the doctor, going to the dentist, you know, we should be going to the dentist twice a year. And I know everybody ain't got insurance, but if you have insurance, ensure that you are taking care of your dental health, because your dental health is a part of your physical health. I was watching somebody's Instagram one day and they said that their toothache, if they hadn't went to the dentist to check on a tooth, it could have caused some brain issues for them down the road if they didn't take care of it. So ensure you're getting your teeth cleaned, ensure you're going to the doctor, ensure you are just taking care of yourselves on a physical level. And you're not going to get it right all the time. Of course you miss appointments and all of that, but especially as young adults, sometimes we can think that time is on our side. I promise you, you're going to blink and you're going to be older, and then years are going to pass and then you're going to be like, well, what the F? Or you can get a diagnosis, and if you got it too late, sometimes it's too late to reverse, even with all of the modern medicine, even with all of, you know, if you believe in more holistic approach, like a Dr. Sebi diet, You just never know. Sometimes it's a little too late. So we want to catch things as early as possible, and you just want to maintain your health. And I do want to say this, if you have a doctor who is not listening to you or is not at least getting some blood work when you complain about something, it could be something as simple as knee pain or, you know, all of that stuff, like I said before, is not normal. It's not normal to be in pain. It's not normal to be in discomfort. So if you don't have somebody that's listening to you, call up your insurance and ask for another primary care doctor. And this is what I do. I'm on the phone with the insurance people and I say, okay, I need another primary care doctor in my network. Who's in your database? They pull their database and synonymously when they're on the phone, I'm Googling. So they'll say, oh, we have this doctor at this. I'm Googling, is it far from me? I'm Googling the doctor's name and I'm Googling reviews simultaneously. And I'll just say, 1 second, please. And I'm on the net, right? And then I find, and I'll say, no, that's not something that I want to do. Or how about what else is out there, right? I determine who I go to. And then once they give me this is your primary care doctor's office, and this is who you're going to see, then I call. And then I ask, hey, is this person a person of color? For me, that's important for me because there's a lot of research out there that depicts that doctors not of color assume that people of color, especially Black women and Black men, can sustain pain tolerance differently. So our problems aren't really seen as problems. It's like this whole slave. It's a little deep. It's like this whole slave thing. Like, oh, you guys are strong. You guys don't really, you're not really feeling that pain. And I've experienced that. So I call the doctor's office and say, hey, is this person a person of color? Is this a woman? And I tell that to, you know, when they're looking for a primary care doctor, I always ask for a woman personally, because I don't care how experienced this male is. He does not understand what it feels like to be a woman and have a woman's organs. I'm not saying there aren't good male OBGYNs out there, because there are. My first one was a really good one out of Houston. Dr. Birch Swan, if he's still in practice and you live in Houston, Dr. Birch Swan is a great OBGYN. He delivered my little sister. He was my first OB. He was great. After that, I've had male OBs, but when you're talking to a male about cramps, or you're telling him about an irregular period cycle, all of these things, and they're asking for pain on 1 to 10, a man, I'm sorry. It's just like somebody with a kid. You can say what you think a kid should do. Like, I have a lot of advice, what I think, but I'm not a parent. You feel me? And so that's how I feel about male OBGYNs. Like, that's your advice, my sir, but you know what I mean? So, but you don't understand. So for me, having a woman is very important because I feel like women kind of get it, but it's to your own preference. So ensure that you have a doctor who is going to do right by you, listen to you, test you, and maximize that damn insurance that we pay for. You know, a lot of people pay out of pocket, even if it's through their job, you're paying something. And it's nothing free. So there's some money coming out of your check. Use your insurance. And if you don't have any, ensure that you get a career or job that provides insurance or pay for it out of pocket. Any way you can get to the damn doctor, y'all, it's very important that we do this. And I know it's a hit or miss. I know everybody doesn't have that luxury, but if health is important to you when you're out there career looking for a job, those are questions that you ask. You guys have a healthcare package. How flexible is it? You can ask those things when you're job hunting. You feel me? Ensure that you guys do that. Vision health. You know, a lot of us are walking around with blurry ass vision. Can't read nothing, can't see nothing. Get your eyes checked, y'all. That's super important. I'm talking to y'all because I'm talking to myself with the vision thing. I need glasses because there's certain things I can see and there's certain things I can't, especially at night. So if your vision becomes blurry at night, maybe you just need night glasses. If you're reading and you get headaches because we spend a lot of time on our phones, or you know, you notice that your vision is off, glasses. All of those things are super, super important for our health. I want to get into a few more things before we end this podcast, but definitely watch our relationships and our friendships. The people closest to you determine your energy. If you have negative friends, negative family members, you watch negative TV and your outlook is negative, 9 times out of 10, most of your experiences are going to be perceived as negative because of your mindset or because of the things that we're allowing into our lives. So ensure that you maintain healthy friendship relationships. I saw somebody I know post something like, I felt so bad too, because she was like, I think that half of my friends are jealous of me, right? Now, I don't know her friends. I don't know her life. It could be her perception, but why would you want people around you, or why would you call somebody your friend that you think is jealous of you? Or why would you befriend somebody with bad morals and bad standards and bad character? Y'all watch how people treat other people. If they treat their families jacked up, if they treat their lovers jacked up, they cheating and stuff like that, you don't think that they ain't gonna disrespect you or do something to you down the line? I don't have friends that do stuff like that. I don't have friends that cheat. I don't have friends that steal. I don't have friends. All of my friends have great morals because I have great morals. I'm not about to be friends with no scammer. I don't care how cool you are. I don't care what you look like. No. Because if I'm friends with you, I'm condoning negative and bad behavior that I'm exposing myself to at that point. Because people that relish in BS, then their BS becomes your BS. You know, you bailing them out, you having to get them out of trouble, or shoot, you're in a car with them and they get pulled over and they get arrested or something. I just don't put myself in those type of situations, and I don't rock with people who do shady stuff because I'm not a shady person. So although, you know, you can be like, well, I don't do that, or I don't really like it, but that's what they do. No, you're condoning it. It's okay to be like, hey, I like you. I think you're dope, but I just don't rock with what you do. And then you move on. Romantic relationships, same thing. You know, if this person is lying and cheating at work, and when I say cheating at work, maybe they're cutting corners. Maybe they're not, you know, passionate about what they do. So they're just going through like, it's so many things. And everybody has different stages of things, right? So I'm not saying judge everybody with like a fine tooth comb, but just listen and pay attention to their day-to-day interactions. And, you know, if they treat the waitstaff bad, that's a negative trait, because now you're belittling people. You just got to pay attention. You feel me? Because your romantic partner, who you choose to spend your majority of your time with, will also determine the type of experiences that you have as well. You know, if they're cheating at work, you don't think they're going to cheat on you. Or if they've cheated in their past, that they're not going to do the same. And not saying once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm not. But everybody that they dealt with was crazy. All of them. So you pick crazy people. What does that say about that person? Watch that type of stuff, y'all. Like, when I'm dating, again, even though I said in my other podcast I am back dating. You know, I change my mind like I change my drawers sometimes. And that's something that I pay attention to. Like, so you mean to tell me everybody that you dated was just happens to be crazy? That tells me two things. Either you don't know how to pick the right type of person, you're attracting crazy, or you're facilitating the type of situations and scenarios that could quote unquote make somebody what you deem crazy. So pay attention to stuff like that. What do they talk about? Do they disrespect their baby mom, call her a whole B word? How do they talk about women? You know, this bitch, like, are they just fluid with calling women bitches? Think about stuff like that, y'all. Very important. And the last point that I want to talk about when it comes to our habits and our habits determining our destiny is doing the shadow work. This is the hard part, because when people talk about healing, transforming, being better, they always talk about, oh, I'm growing. It looks cute online. That shit is hard work, y'all. Doing shadow work and going into the depths of your soul or the depths of yourself that aren't really that cute or pretty, or that you still have trauma around. And sometimes you don't know until you talk to a therapist. Sometimes you don't know that you're holding on to something or have held on to something until you go to therapy. And that's why, again, just like finding the right doctor is important, finding the right therapist is also just as important. Because if you do not heal certain aspects of your life from your past, your childhood, and it could be something as small as like your parents being getting divorced and how that affected you, or maybe you saw your parents working and were workaholics so they didn't spend time with you, or your dad wasn't, whatever the thing was, big or small, doesn't matter. If you don't take the time, and I'm saying you, but I'm saying we, right? If we don't take the time to address those things, take care of those things, and heal those things of our past, all we're doing is just carrying luggage and carrying baggage around. And some people think that, you know, that you only have baggage and with relationship issues. No, our issues can run deep, y'all. And it may not have nothing to do with relationships. You know, a lot of my trauma came from my childhood, like most of us. I didn't have traumatic relationships, but my relationships were affected because of how I perceived the world because of my childhood. You know, it's even just the relationships I had with men growing up were a reflection of how I had relationships with men or how I perceived those relationships in my childhood. So that's something that you gotta grow, growth, shadow work, all of that stuff. Healing is not a fun process. You have to talk about stuff that's uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to open up. And there's a lot of men out here, and not saying all, there's some men out here that don't deal with their pain and don't deal with their trauma. One, they're never taught. Two, there's all this toxic masculinity in the air. You know, men don't cry, suck it up. All of this stuff that, you know, a lot of men deal with on a day-to-day basis. Not only can't process their emotions, they don't even know what the freak they are. And women too. You know, it took me a while to articulate my emotions because I used to shut them off because of things that happened to me as a kid. You know, and you can't cultivate healthy romantic relationships or relationships if you hold on to too much trauma. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to be a perfect person, because you're always going to grow. You're always going to be evolving. You're always going to be doing work, right? You can be 60 years old and having to deal with stuff. But the sooner, the better you raise your vibration, you raise the type of experiences that you have, you raise your vibration to attract different type of people who are not hurt. There's no way that you can be super duper hurt, running at a low vibration and attract high vibrational people. The universe just don't work like that. You can't have a broken mindset about money, right? Which is a really hard one to break. And expect to have wealth and abundance. It doesn't work like that. The universe runs on laws, and you have to know those laws in order to master life. And they're not simple, but they're worth it. They're not easy, but they're worth it, but they are very simple. So I'm just going to run down a few of our points before we close out in today's podcast. But the habits, your habits determining your destiny is super, super real. Especially taking care of yourself is number one. You have to take care of yourself through your physical health, what you eat. You know, you guys, please go to the doctor, the dentist. All of those things are super, super, super important. Ensure that your relationships are healthy, that you have people around you and in your life that make you better, that raise your vibration. And if you don't, love people at 50 feet. You know, I don't care how long you were in a situation or relationship. If that person is constantly causing you pain and you're crying way more than you're enjoying yourself and laughing, they need to go. And for me, a healthy cry to happy ratio in a relationship, I'm saying you should be crying 10%, because you're going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to, everything isn't going to go your way. And as women, we're emotional. But you should not be crying more than laughing enjoying that person, having a good time. Sex should not be the only time that you guys connect or have good moments. No, that should be the cherry on top of the cake, okay? And then doing that shadow work, therapy, 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 therapy. Heal from your past. Super important. I'm only saying all of these things to you guys because I'm doing the work myself and I have been doing it. And it's been very, very, very life-changing for me. So I pray that the same blessings and abundance shower down on you guys when you do the work and you get out there and make things happen for yourself, because only you can make it happen. So I want to say happy birthday to all my Leos. Virgo season is approaching. You guys know my birthday is right around the corner. It's actually less than a week away. So I'm super excited about that. But I love you guys so much for tuning in and coming back like always. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was a little bit more structured. You know, I put a little bit more structure to it normally. Normally go off the dome, but I did a little work. I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys have a great day. Peace.